The Girl from Barefoot House by Maureen Lee, read by Claire Higgins.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Huskisson Street, 1938 to 1940. Part 1.
Hello, Petal, I'm home.
Mam! Josie raised her arms and was lifted out of bed and hugged so hard she could scarcely breathe.
I see you drank your milk and ate your cream crackers like a good girl.
Yes, Mam. She snuggled her head against Mam's neck into the curved space she thought of as especially hers.
I've missed you, Petal. Now, I've got a visitor, so you sit on the stairs for a little while. Take Mam's cardie and don't forget Teddy. I'll be out to get you in the twinkling of an eye. Then I'll make us a cup of cocoa and a jam butty, like always.
All right, Mam. Josie slithered obediently to the floor, and Mam gently placed the navy blue cardigan around her shoulders.
How old is she?
The gruff voice came from a dark corner of the candlelit room by the door. A man stepped forward, very tall, with a bent nose and black curly hair. His face was hard, but his eyes were troubled.
3. Bit young to be left on her own all this time, isn't she? It's not safe.
What do you mean it's not safe? Mam said tartly. She removed the long pearl pin from her brown felt hat.
There's a fire guard, and I'll leave something to ease. She knows I'll always come back. Any roads, what's it to you?
Nouse, just put her outside so I get what I've come for before you pass out. You're stewed rotten.